The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara here on Daf Nidorim, the Testament Aleph, the Gemara discusses whether a neder, something that a person asked on himself by virtue of his making of a neder, is that considered a Dover Sheishle Matirin? And we know the halacha is, he said, the Gemara said earlier, that a Dover Sheishle Matirin, something that's Osir today but has the possibility to become Mutter, is not Bottle the Roif. So the Gemara says, in very interesting halacha, that since Koinomis, since the Nidorim, mitzvah Latshuli Aleyan, since there is a mitzvah for a person who made a nether to go to a Chacham or a Bezdin and ask them to be matter his nether, to find a way out to cancel his nether, Mishum de Rav Nosson, because of the memra, the statement of Rav Nosson, Dom Rav Nosson, Kol Noider, anyone who makes a nether, Kilu Bona Boma. It's a very serious thing. A person shouldn't make a nether because he's already very close to being makir of a carbon outside the Beis Hamikdash. So this person is strongly urged not to keep his nedarim and therefore go to a chacham and be makir his nether. Therefore, the Gemara considers nedarim a davar sheyesh lematirin. And the Gemara makes a distinction that even though that's true by Nidarim, it's not necessarily true by Truma. Even though the halacha is that if somebody is mafresh Truma, somebody separates Truma, the halacha is it is possible for him to go to a Chacham and be Shoyal asked that he said he will have Charata that he was mafresh the Truma for whatever reason, and the Chacham has the ability to be matir his Truma and undo the Hafrosh's Truma. Yet the Gemara says that he has no mitzvah to do that because you're supposed to be mafresh truma and you're supposed to give it to the kohen. So since there is no mitzvah on a person, there's no obligation on a person to go be matir his hafrosh truma, to go undo his hafrosh truma, therefore it's not considered a dover sheyesh lematir. Masha'en came by a nether, since there is a mitzvah to be matir his nether, therefore it is considered a dover sheyesh lematir. Interesting, Rabbi Yosef Engel over here in the Sefer on the Gemara Gulyon Yashas says that if the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah for a person to be shoyel, to be matir his nether, if that's the case, then, like all mitzvahs we know, many mitzvahs, most mitzvahs, the person before he performs them makes a bracha. So if there would be a mitzvah to be shoyel on his nether, so when a person goes to a chacham, and before the chacham is matir his nether, he should have to make a bracha. He should make a bracha on Hataras Nidar. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel that the Maisa, we don't find anywhere that the person would make a bracha on being matir his nether. And in fact, he says it's not appropriate to make a bracha on being matir his nether because there's a rule that there's certain mitzvahs that the person does not make a bracha on. The Rabbi Yosef says that mitzvah that comes about through an avera, the only opportunity a person has to be mekayim this mitzvah is because in the previously he had done an avera, such a mitzvah a person does not make a bracha. Therefore the Rav Yoh says that we find the halacha is that if a person brings a carbon, he's mechuyiv to eat the meat of the carbon for a day and a night, and if he does not eat that during that time, the meat becomes pasul and he's over a lav, and if he leaves it over to the morning and he does not eat it. So he's an iser, he's not allowed to leave it over. If he does leave it over, then he has a special mitzvah to go ahead and burn it. So there is a iser to leave it over, and there's a mitzvah say that someone who left it over should go burn it. Yet we do not find that somebody who left it over and now he has a mitzvah to burn it should make a bracha on Tzareifas Noiser, says the Rav Yoh, because the only way a person could be mekayim this mitzvah is if he previously was over the avera of leaving it over. So therefore, since this mitzvah can only come about through someone who does an avera beforehand, therefore such a mitzvah a person would not make a bracha. You can't say Hashem kedushonu b'mitzvoisav, Hashem commanded us to do this, because really Hashem would have rather that you had not done it at all. So therefore, says Rav Yosef Engel, since the Torah would have rather that the person would not have made the nether in the first place, so now that he made the nether and he's going and he has a mitzvah to be master his nether, he will not make a bracha. So this is the halacha, what's mavur from this Gemara, that if a person makes a nether, he has a mitzvah to be shoyel, to ask on his nether. The Pisri Tshuva in Yerideya Simen Kuf Beis, Sivkot Yud, brings from a Tshuva of Beis Yaakov, Simen Kuf Yud, that says, this that the Gemara says that a person has a mitzvah to be shoyl, a person has a mitzvah to be matter his nether, that's only true when someone makes a nether. However, if somebody makes a shvua, somebody says a shvua, he swears that he's not going to do something, he's not going to eat a certain food, says the Beis Yaakov, if somebody made a shvua, he's not going to eat a certain food, and now this food got mixed into a taruvis with other foods, so our Gemara says that by a nether, it's a davar sheyesh matir and it's not batal. Says the Beis Yaakov, by a shvua, it is batal. And it's not considered a davar sheyesh matir. Why? Because the halacha is, it's only a mitzvah on a person to be shoyel, to be matir, to go be matir, a nether. However, if someone made a shvua is stricter than a nether. Shvua is different. Since a shvua is more chomer than a nether, by a shvua, there is no mitzvah to be shoyel on his shvua. And since there is no mitzvah to be shoyel on his shvua, therefore, it will not be considered a davar sheyesh matirin, and it will come out of kula, that when it's nisar, it will be bottom. Now, the Paiskim say that there is a makar for this halacha of the Beis Yaakov that's brought down in the Rambam at the very end of Hilchos Shavuos. So the Rambam says clearly that Shavuos are more strict than Nedarim. Therefore, since the Rambam says over there that Shavuos are stricter than Nedarim, so therefore we can say that even though there's a mitzvah for a person to be shoyel on his nether, however, there is no mitzvah for a person to undo his Shavuos because Shavuos are stricter. Also, the Pesach Tshuva over there discusses, if that's the case, that we find that not every nether is a mitzvah for a person to be matter the nether. So we find that the Rishonim say, it's brought down in Tosfos in Chulin on the Beis and Beis, that says that even though usually we would prefer that a person not make a nether, the Gemara says, it brings a pasuk, Toiva Sher Leitidor, it's better for a person not to make a nether, than even if it's better than a person who makes a nether. And he intends to fulfill his nether. However, the Tosfos brings a medrash that says that when a person is be'eis tzara, if a person has a difficulty and he asks Hashem to get him out of this difficulty, and he says, and he promises, he makes a nether, that if Hashem helps him, if he gets out of this difficulty, then he will do such and such. So he makes a nether be'eis tzara. So a nether be'eis tzara, Tosfos says, b'shem the medrash, that adrabah, it's not only do we say that you should make such a nether, it's a mitzvah to make such a nether, and that will cause your person to help get out of the tzara. And the proof that the medrash brings is from Yaakov Avinu. We find in Yaakov, Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov was running away from Esav. He says Yaakov over there made a nether. He promised Hashem that if Hashem is with him, he's going to take off Meisir, he's going to bring a carbon. And before Yaakov make a nether, the Gemara says that it's preferred that a person not make the nether. Teretz says that over there he was based tzar, he was being chased, he was running for his life, therefore, and he was going to Lavan's house. So therefore, it's appropriate that based tzar, a person should make a nether, and that will give him more zchuyos that he will end up being saved. Therefore, it says the Pesach Tshuva, since a nether be'eis tzara is a mitzvah, it's something that a person should do, so therefore we cannot apply the rule of our Gemara that it's a mitzvah to be shoyl on your nether. It's only a mitzvah to be shoyl on your nether when you weren't supposed to make the nether in the first place, and we'd rather you have not made the nether. However, over here by a nether be'eis tzara, where you're supposed to make the nether, then first of all you're not supposed to be shoyl, and second of all, if it's nis'arev, if you made a nether from a certain thing and it's nis'arev, it will not be considered a davar sheyesh lematir. Interesting question, based on our Gemara, would be like this. We know that there are two ways that a nether could be undone. There's two ways that a person can undo a nether. The Gemara over here is discussing that a person is going to be shoyel on his nether. He goes to a chacham, he has charot, or he has a pesach, and the Gemara says that is a way that the chacham can be matir and undo his nether. However, there's another way that a person can undo his nether, and that is if a woman makes a nether, the halacha is that if she is under 12 years old, then the halacha is that the father can undo the nether, the father can be mefer her nether. And if she's married, the halacha is that the husband can be mefer his wife's nedar. And if the husband or the father say, I don't want your nether, it's muferlach, the halacha is that the nether is undone. There's no nether anymore. So the question becomes, just like our Gemara says that if someone makes a nether, there's a mitzvah for a person to go to a chacham and ask the chacham to be matir his nether, is there a mitzvah on a woman to go to her father or to her husband and convince the husband or the father to be mefer her nether? And l'chayra, we would, in Sfaro, we would say yes, at least by a nether. We said before that a nether, there's a mitzvah to be shoyl on your nether. It is a mitzvah because the Gemara says that we don't want a person to have nedarim, because it's going to be kaimikiwa, so we want to get rid of the nether. However, it's possible to get rid of it. So if it's possible to get rid of it by going to a chacham, then go to a chacham and get rid of it. If it's possible to get rid of the nether by going to the husband or the father, and they'll be made for the nether, so we would say that the l'chayra, there should be a mitzvah for her to go and try to convince the husband or the father to be mefer her nether. I find an interesting Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvos HaSei Tzadikei, says that there is a mitzvah of Hataras and Haforas Nedarim. One of the Tari mitzvahs, one of the 613 mitzvahs the Rambam counts, is a mitzvah on a chacham to be matir the nether, and there's a mitzvah on a husband or a father to be mefer his wife's nedar. Now the Rambam says over there, it's not a chiyuv person, it's not mechuyuv, a chacham is not mechuyuv to be matir the nether, you shouldn't go running to be matir the nedar, and it's not chiyuv for a husband to be matir the nether. It's a rishus, if a person wants to, he could be matir and mefer the nether, but he doesn't have a chiyuv, and there's nothing wrong with doing it, but it's something that's considered a rishus. The Rambam over there, he has an issue with the Rambam. The Ramban says that something that's a rishus is not considered a mitzvah. Why would we count as a mitzvah something that sounds like something you're mechuyev to do? How would we count something that's only a rishus? And therefore, the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam and completely removes this mitzvah from the Minyan HaMitzvah. However, one of the Mefarshim on the Rambam, the Sefer Yad HaLevi, on the Rambam wants to suggest for the Yeshitas of Rambam that since the Gemara by us says that there is a mitzvah on a person to be shoyl on his nether, that he should go to the chacham and be matir his nether, so therefore the Rambam over there is not discussing the mitzvah on the chacham to be matir the nether. The Rambam could count as a mitzvah the mitzvah on the person who made the nether to try to get his nether undone, and that is a chiyuv, because they see from our Gemara that there is a mitzvah to undo your nether. So therefore, says the Yad HaLevi, the Rambam is very good, this, that the Rambam does count as a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Hataras Nedar. If we take the logic of the Yad HaLevi to its conclusion, the Rambam over there says that the mitzvah includes Hataras Nedarim and Hafaras Nedarim. So according to the Yad HaLevi, since the Rambam says that the mitzvah also includes being made for the nether, we could bring a proof from this sefer that just like there is a mitzvah on a person to go get his nether undone, ayidei chacham, the mitzvah would include as well somebody going to the husband or the father to be made for his nether. It's interesting to note that the smack, the sefer mitzvahs katan, a mitzvah kuv zayin, actually counts a specific mitzvah, that there is a mitzvah on the baal, on the husband, lachofer nidre yishter. There is a mitzvah on the husband to be made for his wife's nedar. Now, there's a discussion in the Achroinim, does the smack mean to say that this is a mitzvah min HaTorah? Where do we find that there's a mitzvah min HaTorah, that there's a chiyuv on the husband to be made for his nedarim? The Torah says he's allowed to, but where does the Torah say that he should? So some Achroinim want to suggest in the smack that the smack means that this is only a mitzvah min Derabbanon, and the sheet of the smack is that even mitzvahs that are Derabbanon could be included in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, which is a big discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim. Al Kaponim Va'ifin, we see from the smack that there's a mitzvah the other way. The smack is not discussing a mitzvah on the woman to go get her nether undone, but the smack is saying there is such a concept that we don't want this nether to stay, and there will be a possibility that the woman will eventually come to Eber on her nether, and therefore the smack says that there is a mitzvah on the husband to be mefer his wife's nether.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.